happier memories now. This one, that humans can do wonderful things, as well as brutal ones. Today, a sound clip about a treasured musical relic called an Optigan.
My name is Greg Markell. I'm a singer-songwriter from Seattle, Washington. The Optigan is a big, ugly console organ that was made by Mattel in the early 1970s. It looks like any other family organ from that time period. It's got the cheesy wood paneling and the buttons that play the chords on the left-hand side. The difference with the Optigan is that it makes sounds from 12-inch discs that are specially made for this machine. They look a lot like standard vinyl records, only they're a lot thinner, kind of like those Flexidiscs you used to be able to find in magazines years ago. The discs are clear and have black waveforms that are read by a beam of light inside the organ. There's not a whole lot of low-end or a whole lot of high-end, but there's plenty of lo-fi mid-range. The standard piano keys on the right-hand side place one instrument, and the buttons on the left-hand side place loops. Each disc has different sound. I heard about the Optigan years ago and always hoped to find one at a garage sale or at a thrift store and envied those musicians who did have that kind of luck. My friend Lauren had such good luck that he actually ended up with two of these and was kind enough to sell me one for $50. I was on my way. I had the Optigan and all I needed now was some discs. After doing some pretty heavy searching on the internet, I ended up with four discs. Singing Rhythm, Latin Fever, and a Christmas set containing two discs. The Christmas set I found on eBay and was even still in its original packaging, but somehow, amazingly, still sounded just as trashed as the other ones. That's the nature of the Optigan. From the loud mechanical noise to the electrical hum, it's a noisy, low-fidelity instrument. It brings magic from the past into a world that's now digitally enhanced to perfection.
Listener Greg Markell demonstrating the Optigan. He sent this as part of our sound clip series. Information about how you can send your entry is at npr.org.